Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol has arrested one man in connection with a fatal vehicle versus pedestrian collision that occurred in the early morning hours on Friday. The victim was walking northbound alongside Highway 101 north of the airport exit when he was struck and killed, but it's unclear if he strayed into the traffic lanes or if the vehicles drifted off the roadway and onto the shoulder. The victim has not been identified. The CHP announced it had arrested 38-year-old Trinidad man David Lara, who was booked for felony hit-and-run Friday morning. The CHP has recovered the vehicle Lara was driving, and investigators are still searching for a second vehicle they believe may have been involved, a dark-colored Ford F-150 pickup truck. Evidence and debris from the truck was collected at the scene, and the truck should have damage to the undercarriage and wheel wells. Anyone with information is asked to contact the CHP. Judge Dale Reinholdson listened to the evidence presented in a 5-day preliminary hearing last week related to the stabbing death of Josiah Lawson, and on Friday he ruled that there was not enough evidence to hold Kyle Zellner, who had been arrested in connection with the stabbing, for trial. The district attorney's office issued a press release following the ruling, and DA Maggie Fleming said that the investigation continues and that she expects additional information and analysis in the coming days to shed more light on the events that led to Lawson's death. The city of Arcata issued a statement as well, and in it, Arcata Police Chief Tom Chapman said that the ruling does not change the vigor in which police will continue to pursue the case, and that the men and women of the department are committed to justice for Josiah. The icons on the Pacific Gas and Electric Power Outage page were numerous over the weekend as steady high winds blew through the region. Caltrans reports that the Avenue of the Giants is closed until further notice after a massive redwood tree came down across the roadway. The same winds that are suspected of bringing the tree down also prevented immediate work to remove the tree and reopen the road. Motorists, who should know by now, considering the state of our local roadways, should check road conditions before they set out to ensure your chosen route has not been affected by Mother Nature. The wind also knocked out power to residents up and down the county. Hundreds of customers from Trinidad to Garberville were left in the dark, but once the winds died down and repairs were made, the power was restored to nearly all customers by last night. The wind also hampered efforts by the Sheriff's Search and Rescue Team and the Southern Humboldt Technical Rescue Team in the search for a missing local man who crashed in his ultralight aircraft last week. Heavy snowmelt has affected conditions on the Eel River in southern Humboldt and left it fast-moving and murky, and high winds impacted search teams as well. The search is expected to continue this week. Despite opposition from those concerned with a disjointed election schedule, California is one step closer to a June presidential primary after the state Senate approved a measure that would move the primary from June to March. Senate Bill 568 author Senator Ricardo Lara of Los Angeles said he wrote the measure because he feels California should be part of the decision-making in the presidential primary process. If approved, the state would hold its primary on the third Tuesday of March, making it the third presidential primary of the season behind New Hampshire and Iowa. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
Residents in four California counties, Delnor, Trinity, Humboldt, and Mendocino, continue to be affected by the winter weather. It's not that spring hasn't sprung, or the cold, nearly incessant rain of this past winter is back, but because of the lingering damage done to local state highways and county and city roads from that winter weather. That damage has led to one-way control traffic on Highway 101 at the Last Chance Grade and at Bridges Creek in Mendocino as well as controlled traffic on Highway 299 in Trinity County. In this week's Our Community News, we take a look at the damage done to the roads in Delnor, Trinity, Humboldt, and Mendocino counties, and the economic impact it has in the region. It is difficult to travel in and out of the region in normal conditions, but winter slide activity has forced drivers from all four counties to use alternate routes, sometimes adding hours to what is normally a short trip. And as we head into the heart of the tourist season, local merchants could see a hit in the pocketbook. Tourism has and always will play a key role when it comes to the economic health of our communities.
Thank you, Jordan. A 16-year-old Montana boy who had been reported missing is on his way home after he was rescued by CHP officers following an overnight ordeal near Maple Creek, 9 miles south of Corbell. It was about 4:15 Friday morning when the CHP responded to a report a car had slid off the roadway and the young driver had no idea where he was. It took several hours for the CHP to locate the boy, who was cold and wet after a night outdoors. The Humboldt area CHP then assisted in efforts to return the boy to his guardian. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.